beautiful morning, and we thank God for this day. What a beautiful Sunday. I know some people, they already woke up, they are preparing themselves to go to church and pray. It's very important, because the Bible says, where two or three gathered in my name, I am with them. It's very important that we should go and meet together. We should go and meet together, because they say, iron sharpens iron. Now, you can't make it alone. You need someone. Now, what a beautiful Sunday, and we thank God for this day. It's the first Sunday of April, as we have entered into April, and it's Easter holidays. People are going up and down. Some are going from one direction to another direction. Some they are going to holiday. Some they are preparing themselves to have a big Easter conference. Now, this morning, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. And you are listening to Weeping May Last for Night, But Joy Comes in the Morning. What a beautiful morning indeed. And we thank God. Now, indeed, we are seeing joy this morning. Maybe when you slept last night, you slept crying in your heart. But now, because you have woke up in the morning, it's a new day. It's a new hour. Now, remember what we are doing is every time when we start our show, we are praying, we invite God to come and be with us. That's what we are going to do this morning. We are going to say, Lord, come and take control. Now, there's a song we are going to play. The song is just saying, it's a prayer on its own. That is Lucas Maloma on his album, Praise Revival. He was saying, in other words, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. That's a song we are going to play. The song after the song, what we are going to do is we are going to bow down our heads. We are going to pray and asking God to come and be with us this morning. What a beautiful morning. And I thank God for this day. God is good all the time. He's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's still God. Mudimu hafetuwe. God does not change. You know, people may change, but Mudimu hafetuwe. He's still God. Now, let's just say, when we come back, we are going to pray, and after praying, we will continue.
Chama,
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 Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are praying. Father, show us the way this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray to each and everyone who is listening to us this morning, wherever they are. Father, we are praying. Have mercy on us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you because you are the Lord. We thank you for the life you gave us today, because some people, they wanted to see this day, but they couldn't. But Father, we thank you this morning as you gave us another opportunity to live. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray, show us the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, show us the way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, you are the Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name, Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father, because you deserve the best. You are the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
God, you'll stop the time for me. You gave up your life for me. You would do it all for me. Lord, you'll calm the seas for me. Lord, you are on my life's decree. You would do it all for me. Because I'm worth it.
God, I'm worthy. She's saying, oh, I'm worthy. Now, this song, it's a song sang by the lady Paulina. The song is just said, I'm worthy. Now the reason why she wrote the song, she wrote this song in order to encourage insecure teenagers, adults, and even children. It is about how worthy it you are to God. Now, how worthy you are to God, that He will even die for you. Now, this is a good Friday where we are remembering the death and the resurrection of the Lord. The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, she sang this song in order to encourage insecure teenagers and adults and even children. There are people now, as I speak now, they feel hopeless. I mean, they feel hopeless. The person will say, but you know, I don't see why I'm still alive. There are those people who are having that mentality of saying, you know, I don't know why am I still alive. Because things, they are not the way the person thought they're going to be. But let me tell you, it's a new day, it's another day. You must forget about what happened yesterday. We are moving on. Today is the day where we're moving on. Now, don't worry about what happened yesterday. I slept without food, meaning today I'm still going to sleep without food. No. It's a new day. Everything is new. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What happened yesterday is for yesterday, but today it's a new day. That's why she wrote the song, Paulina. She said, I'm worthy. That's why God died for me, because I'm worthy. Now, I want to tell you, don't look yourself down. You are important to God. Don't undermine yourself. Don't allow anybody to look you down. You are very, very, very important. Now, God gave you the opportunity to live today, meaning there's still hope for you. Now, this song, as I told you, it is written by the lady Paulina. And then now, if you want her to come and sing at your church or at your party or wherever you want, you can contact a father and a promoter and a manager, JC Van Skalvik. Email address is jc.vanskalvik@me.com. That is Jagobas Van Skalvik. The number is 0716801125. I played that song, so I want to tell you, you are very important to God. You are worthy. I mean, it's very important to put your trust in the Lord. Don't allow the devil to steal the joy that God gave you. Now, there are people, they allow the devil to steal what God has gave it to them. No. Reason why, this morning we are going to speak in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. We are going to talk about resist the devil. Now, you must not allow the devil to steal what God gave you. God gave you something. You need to make sure you protect it. You need to make sure you guard it against the devil. Because the devil is here to destroy, to steal what is given to you. You know, when you read the book of John chapter 10, it said the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He comes only for three things. He does not come there to babysit. When he comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill. Now, when the thief comes, he comes to do those three things. He makes sure that before I can get what I want, I must first break in. If I'm trying to get what I want, this person does not give me. What I do is, I kill the person. That's what the enemy is doing. Now, the devil is like that. Now, he have stole the dreams of people. He have killed people's dream. He have stolen what people they had. That is the devil. Now, you need to resist the devil. Now, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. I want to remind you of an event or the conference that is going to happen from Monday. I think Monday is the 14th, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, from Monday, the conference is going to be in a place called Cape Town. It is in Cape Town, the conference. So then I invite you to make sure you are joining them if you are in Cape Town. If you are in Cape Town, you can join them. I'm going to read this announcement. But before I do that, let me just remind you this morning, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and souls of the people. whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Just for a soul. Now, if you want to interact with us this morning, if you want to interact with me, you can do so by saying +27832894658. +27832894658. That's a number you can use. It's our WhatsApp number. You can use that number even to call us. Or you can send us email. If you are in South Africa, you just say 03289-4658. But if you are international, you just start with +27832894658. Or you say 00278328-94658. But if you are in South Africa, you don't start with plus. You don't start with 00. You just type 03289-4658. Or you can go to your email. You type this email address. You said radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Or what you can do is you can send us Skype. You can find us also on Skype. We are BTGM Radio. On Facebook as well, we are there. On Facebook, we are By the Grace Radio. It's not one word. It's not one word, but you just say By the Grace Radio, and then you can be able to interact with us, or you go to our website. Our website is as follows. It's www.radio.bythegrace.org. 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 What you do is, when you are there, what you need to do is you just type on where it's saying contact us, and then you will see all the information. When you say you click on contact us, you will can follow all the information. Or you can just click where it's saying, when you are on contact us, where it's saying email, it will direct you to the email automatically. You won't type the email, it will type the email for you, where you just write whatever you want to write. Or you can go to, on the right hand side of the screen, there's where it's saying let's talk, and then you can be able to talk to us. So that's what I was saying. Now let me just go back to what I wanted to tell you. From the 14th to the 21st of April 2019, in a place called 424 Albert Road, Salt River, Cape Town, they are having a Crust Festival. The date is the 14th to the 21st of April 2019. You can call them on the number 021-447-1799. Now, the theme is Oneness with Crust. Oneness with Crust. So I urge you, wherever you are, if you are in Cape Town area, don't miss this gathering. There will be gathering there, and it's going to be lit. It's going to be awesome. Crust World Ministries. That's where it will be happening. So make sure you are joining them. Now, those who are in Limpopo, those who are in Limpopo, or let's say the rest of Limpopo, all over, you can join Assemblies of God in Limpopo. They are having a gathering there, Easter gathering. Now, the gathering is as follows. Now, at the gathering, it will be at a place called Rantata in the Bulebedu area, Amujaji, that side of Ramatri. It will be from the 19th to the 21st of April 2019. Now, the host pastor is Apostle Mamecha. And Apostle Mamecha, he was birthday today. I think as we continue with our show this morning, I'm going to call him. And I'm going to ask him, he should tell us more about the conference that is going to happen, so we can understand what's happening. Now, the speakers there is Pastor Arm Hobby and Pastor Sidra Petwa, Pastoress Majakani, and Pastoress Maholovela. And Pastor John will be there as well. Now, on Friday, there are three services. The one is in the morning, afternoon, evening. On Sunday, the same story: morning, afternoon, evening. Sunday is going to be only morning service, which the time is 10, 2, and 1800, which is 6 o'clock. And on Saturday, it's 10, 3, and 1800. On Sunday, it's only 10 o'clock. So what I like about it, by the Grace Radio, it will be broadcasting all the services there in a place called Hantata. So if you can't reach them, what you can do is you can continue to tune into By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, the other thing I'm going to do now as we are going to read the verse, I'm going to play the song. This song is submitted by Samuel. The song is submitted by Samuel. I'm going to play this song. Samuel Philip is one you may early call electric jungle by the various aspects of art he expresses. He expresses himself like that. Samuel Phillips was born in Nigeria and married to a Kenyanian. I'm going to play one of his songs. He submitted this song to our playlist. Now, but if you want to interact with Samuel Phillips, you can do so. His email address is philipssamist@gmail.com. He's in the way there in he's in the way there in Nigeria or in Kenya, because he's born in Nigeria, married to Kenyan. So his website is www.saphire338.org. That's his website where you can interact with him. I'm gonna play one of his song, and after I play the one of this song, we're gonna come back to our scripture reading this morning. I'm saying to you, you are important to God. Don't look yourself down. You are important. But okay, allow me before I do that, I wanna remind you. Okay, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. I'm going to remind you what's happening, and then we will continue.
Enda wufei vaman. Nara dwe yabo By the Grace Ministry. Gop zidirengai wanagaina.
Oh, grab By the Grace Radio number 3, Sierra Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midre, 1685.
Nara Dre, those of the Minister of Vitamin Chavanina.
By the Grace Radio Station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to go very permanent. We don't need to go yaga or follow, cannot teach the Saradi, I want to lay a guard.
Yeah, I'm going to teach a monogram here, 0732692731. WhatsApp ya rena ya 083-289-4658. www.radio.bythegrace.org
By the Grace Radio, just for a soul.
Yeah, By the Grace Radio, just for a soul. I'm gonna play the song by Samuel. Enjoy the song.
Took me in your arms. no one thought I'm worthy of being loved. Your love has found me. I'm a child of the King.
By the grace right to you, you decide man now I'm a booty I'm mamu water. What's on a nine la who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo 12 to 3 PM time to meet with your Mama Bolo 6 to 9 PM whipping my dust. for the night by Joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different Colors One People with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to...
I told you I was going to play the song. I played that song as I promised you. This song, someone you have submitted his song via our website, via our email address. It's a playlist at bythegrace.org. Now, you also as well, if you want us to play your song in our By the Grace Radio, you can do so by saying playlist at bythegrace.org. Playlist at bythegrace.org. But it doesn't mean automatically when you submit your song, it will be played automatically. No, no, no. It's not like that. There are some criterias which are used for that. But we play only for somebody who is born again. We don't play any song. We only play a song of somebody we know is born again and we understand. He understands the things for God very well. Because there are people, somebody can sing kwaito and he can sing one song for gospel. And he wants us to play. You know, it's not like we are a Christian radio. Now, the time is exactly 7:06 CAT, Central African Time. What a beautiful Sunday. I told you, you must not allow the devil to intimidate you. You must not allow the devil to put you down. Because God created you with a purpose. God created you with a purpose. You must not allow the devil to put you down, to drag you down. You are important to God. I'm telling you, you are important to God. So now, let's just go to our scripture reading. Our scripture reading is as follows. We are going to read our scripture reading. Now, now, let's read, open the book of 1 Peter chapter number 5. That's where we are reading. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, when you slept, maybe you slept because as I speak now, maybe your wife last night told you it's over. That was only for yesterday. Relax, all will be well. Maybe last night you received a call, they told you already, well, now we don't want you anymore at church. Maybe they told you, Gori, we don't want you on Monday to come to work. But today is a new day. It's a new day, and it's a new hour. Now, I'm going to read the verse. Before I read the verse, allow me, I want to play this song. Just enjoy this song. And after I play the song, I will read the verse I want to read. The song is sung by Itani Madima, a legend indeed, Itani Madima. The man from Venda. Does he know the song? Okay. Enjoy the song.
Tell me why
Yeah, we are children of the kingdom, we are heroes. That is, I told you that the Itani Madima, the devil is a liar. Now, he is not a lion, but he acts like a lion. You know, how can you fear, something that is not a lion? I mean, he acts like a lion, but what you need to do is, you must resist him. There are people I know, they have done things because of the situation they are. People, they have done things because of the situation they are. Alright, 1 Peter chapter number 5. That's where we are reading this morning, this beautiful morning. Wherever you are, as you have joined us now, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. Now, let me just read. I'm saying to you, the devil is a liar, and the devil is a loser. I mean, he's a liar. You know, let me just give you an example. You know, those who, if you have ever killed a snake, when you kill the snake, you hit the head of the snake, and then it dies. But it's still his tail, the tail of a snake, it will continue doing all those things. And if it can, the tail of the snake can hit you on the leg, you will say, eish. But, I mean, you know, the snake is dead. That's how the devil is. The devil is a liar. The devil is defeated. He's right under our feet. But you must resist him. Alright, let me read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. It says, control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion for someone to attack and eat. It says, control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. He goes around like what? As I told you, he goes around like a roaring lion. He's not a lion, but he goes around like a roaring lion. This morning, I'm going to talk about control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy. I want to tell you, your brother is not your enemy. Your sister is not your enemy. Your friend who's coming from another country is not your enemy. Your enemy is the devil. You know, we are going to the elections in 30 days to come. Now, but some people treat that person is not your enemy. The devil is your enemy. Now, what you must do is you must control yourself. To have control, it's very important. To have control is very important. You must control yourself. And when you control yourself and be careful. Now, there are two things. You first control yourself and you become careful. Because the devil is your enemy. He goes around like a roaring lion. He's not a lion, but he goes around like a roaring lion. He never being a lion, he goes around like a roaring lion. Now, to some other people, you know, he roar like a lion, but he's not a lion. You can differentiate, this is not a lion. He can pretend to be a lion, but he's not a lion. Now, you need to be careful. You must resist the devil. The devil is your enemy. Your brother is not the enemy. You know, there are people now, as I speak, they treat somebody as their enemy. You know, we must learn to forgive, but forgive is not easy. Is that person is not your enemy. Your enemy is the devil. You are still listening to Buddy Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. I'm going to play the song by Rahaba Mapunya. Rekale bala joang. Kisfila. Rekale bala joang. You're still listening to Buddy Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever it takes for a soul, wherever you are, you have just joined us now. I welcome you. You are listening to Buddy Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Rekale bala joa by Rahaba Mapunya.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is Rahava Maponya, Rekaleba La Joang. What a song, Rekaleba La Joang. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of people. How can we forget? How can we forget when he died on the cross? He was dying for my sins. He was dying for your sins. How can we forget that? How can we forget that? There's no other way that we can forget that. You can't forget it because he died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for me. You know, the way we were, I mean, we were somehow, nobody was able to accept us. But when he died for us, he gave us, that dignity came. You know, remember when you read in Genesis chapter number 3, it talks about the fall of man. The fall of man. Now, before God gave them a dignity, they were able to do whatever they were doing. But, the devil came, he robbed them, and they lost whatever they had. They lost even the dignity. But God said to them, you must multiply. And what he said to them, what I like about it, he said to them, you should take care of the animals. You must rule the earth. You must dominate. But now, after the devil came, he robbed them and things, you know. But now, that's Jesus came and he died for us. How can we forget? There's no other way we can forget the love. There's no other way. You can't forget. There's no other way that we can forget what he has done. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. So I told you we read the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. We read verse number 8. We read verse number 8. I'm going to repeat it. It read as follows. Control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy. And he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. You know, your brother is not your enemy. Your sister is not your enemy. Your enemy is the devil. Now, let us stop pointing fingers to someone or when you are my enemy. That's why I did not succeed. Because let us stop pointing fingers to anyone. The devil, the only person we need to point fingers is the devil. Because it's our enemy. Your enemy is the devil. Your enemy is the devil. Now, what you must do is you must be careful. When you read in the Amplified, it said, be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and caught all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring, seeking someone to see upon and devour. That's what he said. Be on all guard and stay awake. Be on your guard and stay awake. Your enemy, the devil, it's like a roaring lion. You need to be on your guard. You know, like the soldiers, if they are going to fight, they are always on the guard. They know, they check whom we're fighting with. Now, it's very important. We know we are fighting with the devil. It is written, we are fighting with the devil. The devil is our enemy. The devil is causing disease to our family. The devil is causing disease to our children. The devil is causing fights to this world. Is causing fights in the church. That's the devil. He's our enemy. Now we need to be careful. We need to always be on guard. You know, when you allow him to get a chance, he will make sure he destroys you. How many people you know the devil has destroyed them? In a Christian way, we lost people. We lost worshippers, we lost the preachers, we lost the intercessor because they took things for granted. Don't take devil for granted. He's the enemy. The devil is your enemy. The devil is my enemy. We should stick together to fight the devil. Now, instead of sticking together, what we do is we fight each other. Pastors fight each other. This one fight this one. Now, there's a competition. We compete. There's a competition. We compete with each other. Instead of fighting the devil, we must stand together and fight the devil. Because the devil is the enemy. The devil is roaring like a lion, but he's not a lion. We must stop fighting each other. You know, we fight each other in the church. I fight this one. I fight this one. Now we are competing. We must stop competing as the church of God. We must stop competing as the children of God. What we must do is we must stand together and fight the devil, because the devil is the enemy. The devil has caused the damage to our children. The devil has caused the damage to our church. The devil has caused much damage. We must stand together. Resist the devil. He's running like a lion. He's not a lion. What he must do is he must be careful. And you must know how to fight him. You must know how to fight the devil. He's roaring like a lion. You know, he have misled lots of people. There are lots of people who have been misled. Now they are in. They can't come out. They are in now. They have entered with the full force. He misled them. Remember, that's what he did, the devil. He misled Eve. He told Eve that, but kind of what did God said? Did God said you mustn't eat? You know, he misled it. How many people you know they've been misled? Now, the devil, he was trying to mislead Jesus. When Jesus was from prayer, from 40 days and 40 nights prayer, he was there for 40 days and 40 nights fasting and praying. Now, when he came, as he was walking, the devil came. Now, the devil, he was roaring like a lion, wanted to devour, wanted to rob Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I mean, look at this thing about God. You know, how many people you know in your life, how many people you know in your family, they have been robbed by the devil? Satan, what you do is you must bow down to me. And you did that, now it's over. Satan, and then you steal the money, and now it's over. You must be careful how many people you know. How many people you know. That's why every time I said, you must be satisfied with what you have. Because the devil is robbing people. He's robbing anyone. Now, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. I just want to play another song that is submitted by it is submitted by the group called this group is in a place called I'm gonna play their song, this group. I'm gonna play their song. They submitted their song as well. I'm gonna play this song. Yes, Jesus, we thank you. Yeah. Run away from the devil. The devil is our enemy. The devil is our enemy. Let me just remind you. Let me just do this.
Your idea of a gospel band winning soul campaign by the grace radio Yona, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our karakremol dagalinla rinla internet lam www.radio@bythegrace.org our radio at bythegrace.org our church number 073 269 2731 our karakremol WhatsApp ya rina ya 083 289 4658.
Yeah, by the grace. Now I'm gonna play the song by the group called Proclamation Music. I'm gonna play their song. They are right there in Canada. That's a song I'm gonna play. They've submitted 3 songs, but I'm gonna play only one song for them. It's saying Spirit Move. It's saying Spirit Move, Proclamation Quarter Song. They are there in Canada. They are there in Canada. Enjoy this song, and when we come back, we will continue.
Holy Spirit, why won't you move in this temple? Holy Spirit, why won't you move in my life? Oh, sweet Spirit, why won't you move?
Spirit Move by, I told you, Proclamation Cutters. That there in Canada, they were saying Spirit Move. What a song indeed. Spirit Move this morning. We thank God for what a wonderful song. We thank God. You're still listening to Buddy Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. We read in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8, we're saying, resist the devil, because he's roaring like a lion. Be careful. Be careful, because the devil is roaring like a lion. He's not a lion, but he's roaring like a lion. He's not a lion. He's not a lion, but he's roaring like a lion. Just imagine. But now, remember, remember the time when he was, robbing Jesus. Alright, let me just remind you something. The song I told you, it's a song from the group called Proclamation Cutters, located in Southern Ontario, Canada. Alright, now if you want their song, well, what you can do is you can call them on the number 647-859-7621. Their email address is proclamationmusic@hotmail.com. Okay, that's how it is. Their leader is Errol Phillips, is the manager for them. Now you can as well speak to them, and yeah. So what a song it is, Spirit Move. Now what we are going to do? We're continuing with the scripture I gave you, which is Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, that's a scripture we are reading, and we read that scripture. If you have just joined us now, let me remind you, you're still listening to Buddy Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Buddy Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, I told you, it said, be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil is alert. Be sober and watch. Be alert. Be on watch. Your enemy is the devil. Be alert. Be on watch. Your enemy is the devil. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Now, I'm gonna remind you something. Remind you with something. I'm just gonna read here. I'm reminding you of Christ Festival that is gonna be in a place called Cape Town. Christ World Ministries, they are having Christ Festival. The date is gonna be the 14th to the 21st of April 2019. In a place, 424 Albert Road, Salt River, Cape Town. Tell number 021447 1799. Yeah. So they invite everyone. You are invited. If you are in Cape Town, go and celebrate with them, because Easter, we are already in the Easter. We are going to celebrate the death and the resurrection of our Master Jesus Christ. It's just kisogopotso, re hopola, we remembering gore go tswile bafung. He did not kring ha di go ma bitleng go tswile bafung. That's why we will be there, and yeah, you can join them there. Now, if for example you are in a place called Limpopo, Limpopo is happening as well. Bar di ancha, kokejo di ancha ne, ko Limpopo di ancha. Limpopo is happening. There is Easter conference there in Limpopo. It as follows. It the Assemblies of God in Limpopo, they are having an Easter conference there. In a place called Rantata. Host pastor is Apostle Mamicha, is the one who this conference, it will be where he's taking the church off. That's where he's the church is. Rantata in Limpopo Muluberu Ramatu. And now it is finished. That is a title of the conference. It is finished. Now, okay. It's going to start on the 19th to the 21st, which is 19th is a Good Friday. It's going to start. The speakers is Pastor R. Mohobi, Pastress Majekani, Pastress Maholovela, and Pastor Sira Petwa, Pastor J. Mamabulo. The venue is Rantata. Saturday, Friday, there's three services. Saturday, three services. Sunday, one service. Join them. For more information, you can call Pastor Apostle Bishop Apostle Mamicha and Bishop Seisa. Apostle Mamicha, the number is 0721177051. Bishop Seisa 082-7204464. Yeah, that's what is going to happen. No, but the Grace Radio, it will be there as well, and broadcasting all the service there. Now, let's continue with our scripture reading. The time is exactly 7:41. CAT Central African Time. What a beautiful Sunday. But by creaking, are we all going to church? After this, I'm going straight to church. Kogejo, where are you, Mfanak? Kogejo Muavelo, I think you are coming. You are coming. You are on your way. It's happening. KK, where are you, sir? Yeah, you need to arrive now. And yeah. All right. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. First Peter. First Peter. That's where we reading. That's where we just read. First Peter, chapter number 5. We read verse number 8. And now we will read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 13. It's saying, so prepare your mind for service, which complete self-control. Put all your hope in the grace that will be yours when Jesus Christ comes. In other words, it said, prepare your mind for service. So, meaning, you prepare your mind for service with sober. Okay? You prepare your mind for service with complete self-control. Remember we said, you must control yourself. You must have self-control, and you must be careful, because the devil is your enemy. And he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. That's what the devil does. He's just looking for someone to attack and eat. He's not a lion, but he's looking for somebody to attack and eat. That's what the devil does. How many people you know, even if your friends, your family, they've been attacked? They've been attacked by the devil. How many? I think you know them. You know them. They've been attacked by the devil. So we need to be careful. Right. Let's just carry on. We go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 7. The time is near when all things will end. So keep your mind clean, clear, and control yourself. This will help you in your prayers. The time is near. He said, the time is near when all things will end. So keep your mind clear and control yourself. This will help you in your prayer. Now, you must keep your mind clear. You must be careful because I told you the devil is a liar. What the devil wants, he wants to kill, he wants to destroy. That's what the devil, as he continue roaring, going all over, he's just looking for someone that he should eat. That's the devil. That's what he wants. He doesn't want to, what he wants the devil, he wants to kill you, he wants to destroy you. How many people you know, they've been destroyed by the devil? I mean, they no longer have shape. I mean, you see, when you walk around the street, you will see them. They had money, they had everything, Satan over feed. So that's why I'm saying it's important. You must be careful because we are fighting against the devil. The devil is our enemy. Our enemy is not my brother. My enemy is the devil. So if we must understand one thing, or we are fighting against the enemy, is the devil. Now he's causing tension between the churches. He's causing tension between the family. That's why you see pastors are fighting each other. That's why you see churches are fighting each other. It's the devil. We should be careful. We need to know we are fighting with the devil. We are not fighting with anyone. Now he's causing me to fight another one, to jealous another pastor. When another pastor, the church is growing, I jealous the other pastor, when instead of us supporting each other. You know, we as the pastors, we are like, the soccer team. Those who are playing soccer, they play as one. They are 22. One only substitute. One only goalkeeper. One only middle fielder. One only striker. I mean, you know, they work each other. The other one carry the ball, I pass it to someone. That's how it is. The other one have the ball, he pass it to someone. Someone pass to other one. Someone a score. Now, if we work as a team, as a Christian, we must not jealous. You know, we jealous each other. I mean, it's not your church. The problem here is the devil. The devil is the cause of all these things. The devil is the cause of all these things. All right. What I'm going to do is, there's a song by Kristling Nicole Reddy. The song is just saying I'm alive. That's the song. I'm gonna play that song. The song is just saying I'm alive. Kristling, the song is just saying I'm alive. I'm gonna play that song. After the song, we will continue. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, a station that brings hope to the heart and souls of the people, okay? To the hearts, meaning not one heart, but to the hearts. The station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Not one heart, but all the hearts. As long as you have a heart, it restores your heart as well. Alright. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart, to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, the song, as I told you, it's just saying, I'm going to play that song, as I told you, by Nicolene. Just enjoy this thing. Said, I'm alive.
With open arms, you were the sacrifice for all our sins. You washed away with your blood and grace so strong. No one could ever deny. And I know I've made mistakes, but in you I hope again. Lord, make me I
Yeah, that is Christy Nicole Reddy. I'm alive. Indeed, I'm alive today. You are still alive. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. As long as you're still alive, I mean, there's still hope for you. Don't look as long as you're still alive. You know, don't say, but you know, somebody's driving. As long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. As long as today you're still here, there's a hope for you. Now, let's continue. The devil is our enemy. We're fighting with the devil. The devil is our enemy. It's our enemy, the devil. I'm telling you, the devil is our enemy. Now, we must stop this thing of saying, this is my enemy. That's why now you see, here in South Africa, as the elections are coming, everybody's pointing, this is my enemy. You know, the devil is your enemy. Alright. Alright. The devil is my enemy. The devil is my enemy. Okay. Alright. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verse number 1. Before I go there, let me repeat the scripture for those who have just tuned now. Let me read it. It says, control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. That's what he does. Control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. I don't know, are you gonna allow to be eaten? Are you allowed to be attacked? You know, he have attacked many people. As I speak now, there are people who are in a hospital, and the doctors, they don't know what's the problem. They have tried everything, trying to check, and they can't find any fault. And, you know, it's very difficult. Can't see the problem is the devil. The problem is the devil. The devil has attacked many people. The devil has caused damage to our family, has caused damage to our children, has caused damage to our colleague. That's the devil, because they relaxed. So I want to tell you, you must not relax. I'm telling you, you must not relax. You must resist the devil. You must fight him. You must not just relax and say, no, now I'm strong. You know, there are people who are saying, now I'm strong because I'm strong. Some they said, yeah, you know, my father will fight for me. But I'm telling you, that's why it said, you must control yourself. And you must be careful. That's what he said. You must control yourself and be careful. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever it takes for a soul. Now the devil is roaring like a lion. Now, when you read Matthew chapter 4, verse number 1, it says, then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert. He was taken there to be tempted by the devil. You know, the Spirit led Jesus, okay, the Spirit led Jesus to the desert, into the desert, so that he can be tempted by the devil. Now, when the Spirit led him, remember, as I told you, the devil is roaring like a lion. He's not a lion, but he's roaring like a lion. He wants somebody that he should eat. He wants somebody that he can destroy. So I don't want you to be on the list for those that the devil... I don't want the devil to attack. I mean, the devil has attacked many people. He has attacked many people. Now, when Jesus was led by the Spirit to the desert to be tempted by the devil. Alright, let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. He said, so the devil left him. Then some angel came to Jesus and helped him. Now why? Remember, when you start from, when you read Matthew 4, 1 until verse number 9, you'll understand what happened when the devil was testing Jesus. Now, he said to Jesus, it is written. That's the devil. I mean, I want to tell you, the devil knows the scriptures. But if you don't know scriptures, you will also fall into his trap. Now, he knows the scriptures. He twists the scriptures the way they are. And if you don't know, you will be able to follow into it. How many people you know, they fall into it because, how many people you know in your area, they are diverted because of what the devil has said. We find out, Corey, you are in this thing, and the devil comes and trying to divert it. He comes and divert it. Now you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart. And so the time is exactly 7:58 CAT Central African Time. As I promised you, I'm gonna call Muruti and Apostle Mameja. Yesterday was his birthday. I just want to ask him about the East Convention that is in that is gonna, as we still counting, when I see my time tells me or is 12 days to go to this gathering of Assemblies of God Fellowship for Easter. Now I'm gonna call him. I hope he's not in the service yet. I'm gonna speak to him and interact with him. We'll be talking about this verse that we have spoken about. We will be talking about the verse that we have read as we are continuing. Now, I'm going to remind you. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and souls of the people. So now, let me play the song by Danny Madima. Just enjoy this song. That's the track number 15. Enjoy the song.
Interesting questions. If you were given a chance to go back to childhood, what would you do? Would you become the same kind of a person you are today? If you were given a chance to start all over again, would you still choose to be a liar, a thief, a pickpocketer, a drug addict, an alcoholic, a murderer, a prostitute, or a Casanova? Would you still choose to hate people, to cheat people, to be a member of the same gangster you are today? Would you still choose to be a sinner and rebel against God? What would you do? The kind of life you are living today? Be honest with yourself. What would you do? God has given every person the right to choose. God is not a dictator. He is fair and just. God does not control people with a remote control. He allows them to choose. To choose between life and death, light and darkness, right and wrong. Whatever you choose, you will get, you will reap what you sow. God said his word, come let us reason together. If your sins are red like crimson, they will be white as snow. He said, come to me if you are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. He said again that a man can be born again, washed clean and sanctified, and ready to start a new life. My friend, this is the second chance I was talking about. God gives people second chances in life. You can start again like a newborn baby, just like you have never committed a sin before. If you want this new life that I'm talking about, please repeat this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I accept that I'm a sinner. Thank you for giving me a second chance to live. Today I decide to choose life. I decide to choose light. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died for my sins and rose on the third day. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and he is Lord. Wash me clean, Lord. Make me a brand new person. Thank you for your grace and for your salvation. If you have prayed this prayer after me, you may have felt nothing, but believe that God has forgiven you. From today onwards, change your life completely. I urge you now, therefore, to introduce yourself to a strong Christian. Join a church that teaches salvation. Get baptized in water and with the Holy Ghost. You cannot stand on your own. You need experienced people to help you. May God richly bless you.
By the Grace Radio,
just for this soul.
Enda wo favor man nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry from Gidrenga wana gaina
ongagra by the grace radio number 3 Shira guest read Rubber Ridge extension 2 la midre 1685
nara dwe yabo of the grace ministry of vitamin chichava na
by the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to go way, Paman. You know, this is going to go follow. Can I teach the Saradi? I want to go.
Yeah, we're going to teach a monogram. Yeah, 073-269-2731. We're going to WhatsApp. Yeah, 083-289-4658. www.radio.bythegrace.org. Our radio at bythegrace.org. Bythegrace.org.
By the grace radio, just for a soul.
The time is exactly 8:06 AT Central African Time. What a beautiful morning, what a beautiful Sunday. I told you it's a first Sunday of April. It's a first Sunday of April, and people, they are on their way to church. Some people, their CV start at 8, some start at 9, some start at 10, some start at 11. But the important thing is, let's go and praise the Lord. Let's go and, you know, there is a verse, David Auri, Kitawijiwa Onterabari Aring Ogungwa Mrena. I'm happy for those who sing, let us go to the house of the Lord. I'm excited and happy when people say, let us go to the house of the Lord. If you decided not to go, I'm telling you this morning, just go to the house of the Lord. That's the place where we are getting rest. I sometimes tell people it's like when you take your car to the garage to be service. When we go to the service, when we go to the place of worship, we are taking our car to be serviced. We are taking our car to be serviced. That's where we are going. We're taking our car so it can be serviced. Now, you still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The song I gave you is a song by the legend Itani Madima. The man, he said, you need experienced people to guide you. What he was saying is, God, he does not choose for us. God will never choose for you. He gave you authority for you to choose. Why I'm saying this? God will never say, you need to take this way. He gave you an opportunity to choose for yourself. He will never force you to do something. What I like, God will never force you to pray. He's not a God who can force you. Now, as now we are going to election, he does not going to choose for you what to choose. You should know what you want to choose. God is not going to force you to choose. He's not going to, no. God is not like that. He gave you an opportunity. He gave you what we call the authority for you to choose what you want. But what I will tell you is the devil is our enemy. He's roaring like a lion. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 9. And the enemy who planted the bad seed is the devil. You see, the enemy is the one who planted the bad seed. Now, the enemy who planted the bad seed is the devil. The harvest is the end of time. And the workers who gathered are God's angels. Now, the enemy is the one who's planting a bad seed. The enemy is the one who making the family to fight. Now, the enemy is making me to fight with my wife. He's making me to fight with my family. He's making me to fight with him. That's the devil. He's making you to fight with everyone. He will make you to fight with this and this and that is the enemy, the devil. Because he plants a seed. He plants the seed of hatred. You start hating someone. When you see this one, you feel our mutoili. That is the devil. He has planted it. He planted it so umutoile. Umutoile. You don't want even to see that umutoile. Umutoile. Ke Satan is the devil. He has planted it. We planted. He planted it. We planted it anymore when we planted. We're not blaming about Urikimama. No. Let me tell you this morning. It's the devil. The devil is the enemy. And the devil is a liar. He's a liar. Utriche. No, he have stole what you had. You had something, but he stole it. I mean, if you can check, if you can look, will outwa. Mata a Samson Abana Lona outwa. Or outwa Satan. Or rob. He robbed Samson. That's why it's saying you must be careful. That's why I'm saying the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. If you want to interact with us this morning, you can do so. Our WhatsApp number is 03-289-4658. Only if you are in South Africa, you start with 083. But if you are in international, you just say plus 2783-289-4658. Okay? If you are in South Africa, you are saying 083-289-4658. If you are in South Africa. But if you are international, you start with plus 2783-289-4658. Or you can say 0027-83-289-4658. Or you can send us email. Our email address is By the Grace Radio. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. That's our email address. radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. That's our email address. radio@bythegrace.org. That is our email address that you can use in order to interact with us. Or you can go to our website. Our website is at www.radio.bythegrace.org. You go to contact us, or what you do is on the right hand side of your screen, there's where it's saying chat to us. And then you can chat to us. You first put your when you click that let's talk, you will put your name, you put your email address, and then you continue chatting to us. If you want us to play your song, you can send your song to this email, playlist@bythegrace.org. playlist@bythegrace.org. Remember, we're talking about the devil is our enemy. The devil is our enemy. Your enemy is the devil. Can I plant that seed for you? You are hating your brother is because the devil we planted. You are hating your sister because the devil we planted. You are hating your co-worker because the devil we planted. You are hating your brother because the devil we planted. You are hating another pastor because the devil we planted. The devil is the one who planted the bad seed. He always plant the bad seed. Now, let's go to Matthew 25, verse 41. Then the king will say to the evil people on his left, go away from me. God has already decided that you will be punished. Go into the fire and burn forever. The fire was prepared for the devil and his angel. You know, the fire, the hell was not, how can I say, the hell was not prepared for us. But the hell was prepared for the devil and his angel. The fire was not prepared for us. The fire was prepared for the devil and his angel. But now the devil, he doesn't want to go alone. That is why he's roaring like a lion. He does not want to go alone. He does not want to go to the deep alone. He wants to go with those who are not careful. He wants to go with those who are relaxed. So I want to tell you, you must not relax because the devil is roaring like a lion. When the hell is not created for us. It's created for the devil and his angel. But now, because the devil he didn't want to go alone. That's why he came. He's planting a bad seed. He come here and he robbed us. That's why the Bible says, as I told you, it said, what we must do? We must be careful, and we must resist the devil because we are fighting with him. He's our enemy. Because he's roaring like a lion. Now, let's go to John chapter 8, verse number 44. I just want to welcome those who have just tuned in now. I'm saying to you, you are welcomed to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. And you are listening to Weeping May Last for a Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
If you've knelt beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the things you gave your life to fell apart, You're not the first to be acquainted with sorrow, grief, or pain. But the Master promised sunshine after rain. Hold on, my child. Joy comes in the morn. Weeping only lasts for the night. Hold on, my child. Joy comes in the morn. The darkest hour means dawn is just inside. To invest your seed of trust in God, in mountains you can't move. You risk your life on things you cannot prove. But to give all the things you cannot keep, for what you cannot lose, that's the way to find the joy God has for you.
Joy comes in the morning. You are still listening to Bada Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. In a few minutes or so, I'm going to go to Hantata. I'm going to speak to Muruti Apostle Mameja. Now, let me just tell you something here. Christ, there's a gathering of Christian Christ Festival. Christ Festival. Just imagine, Christ Festival is going to happen in a place called Cape Town. 424 Albert Road, Salt River. That's where it's going to happen. 424 is going to happen in the place called 424 Albert Road, Salt River, Cape Town. In a place called Christ World Ministries. It's going to start from the 14th to the 21st of April 2019. Now, you can contact them on the number 021-447-1799. It's going to just go and join them there in Cape Town. If you are in Cape Town, you can contact them for more information. Now, when we go to Limpopo, in a place called Hantat, Assemblies of God in Limpopo, they have organized what we call Easter Confession or Easter Conference. It's going to start from Friday 19th to the 21st of April 2019. Now, what's going to happen there in a place called Hantat? On Friday, there's going to be three services in the morning at 10, 14, and 18, which is 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock. On Saturday, it's going to be 10 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 6 o'clock. And on Sunday, it's 10 o'clock. Now, Apostle Mamecha is a host there. The speakers is Pastor Armo Mohobi and Pastor C. Rapetswa. And it's going to be lit and it's going to be awesome. And another speaker as well is Pastress Majekani and Pastress Maholo Vela. And again, Pastor John Mamawolo is there. Now, for more information, you can contact Apostle Mamichan, the number 0721177051, or Bishop Seisa on the number 0827204464. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, all the services will be broadcasted live at By the Grace Radio. What I heard from By the Grace Radio told me, their presenters, they will be there as well. If you want to know their presenters live, because maybe you hear them, you don't know them, come there, you will see them. What a friendly presenters, the like of Kweke Chomwabele Mukanzi, the likes of Pastor KK, the likes of Pastor Mundewele, the likes of Pastor Mrs. MB Mamawolo, the likes of Pastor John Mamawolo. So you can be there, you can join them. You can, some people, they said, we want to take selfie. You can take selfie with them if you want. I don't think or they will have a problem. I don't think they will have a problem taking them selfie. Now, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. We're talking about 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. It's saying, resist the devil because the devil is roaring like a lion. He's not a lion, but he's roaring like a lion. He wants to devour and kill you. Now, you must be careful that the devil must not kill you. The devil must not destroy you, because the devil, what he does, wherever he comes to destroy and kill. He still destroying kids. I mean, he have stole the happiness of people. Some people, they're no longer happy because of the devil. When you see somebody wa mukwatela ukwatili, you no longer be happy. When you see your friend how sataba, when you see your wife how sataba, you saying or you know, I mean, because the devil has stole that love. The devil has stole that love. When you see your wife, you no longer see your wife, you see some animal. That's the devil, because he has stolen it. He stole that love, because the purpose of the devil is to steal, to destroy and kill. Now he has killed that joy. You no longer have joy. Now today is Sunday. For you to go to church, you feel like you are carrying a heavy burden, because the devil has killed that joy that you had. The joy that you had, the devil has killed it. The joy that you had, the devil has destroyed it. The joy that you had, the devil has stole it. Remember, the devil comes to steal, to destroy, And what? To the devil comes to do three things. He steal, break, and destroy. That's what the devil comes. He have destroyed you. I mean, you're hopeless. You are saying to yourself, but why am I still alive? You're saying, but why am I? Because the devil is destroyed. But I want to tell you this afternoon, this morning, I'm saying to you, as you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. May God restore your heart. May God restore your soul. May God uplift you once again. Because the devil has destroyed you. Now, when hell was created, the hell was not created for you. You don't deserve to go to hell. You don't deserve to die without knowing Christ. You don't deserve to go and burn in hell. The hell was designed for the devil and his angel. It was not designed, it was not created for you. It was created for the devil. The devil is a liar. The devil is a loser. The devil is a loser. The devil is a loser. It's a liar. The devil is a loser. Let's see. Enjoy this song. The devil is a loser. After this song, when I come back, I'm going straight to Wantata in Bulobedu. I'm going there after when I come back. Enjoy the song. That is Itani Madima is saying resistance opposition. He's going around like a roaring lion. He's just imitating. The devil is a liar. That is Itani Madima. Legend Litani Madima saying the devil is a liar. The devil is a loser. He's a loser indeed. You know, he's a loser. We are the children of the kingdom. We are heroes. You know, there's a man by the name of the late imperial God. He sang the song. He said, I'm a winner. Now, I'm going to play the song, but not now. But before we close our show, I'm going to play that song. I'm telling, I want us telling you, you are the winner. Don't allow the devil to. I mean, I know. He stole whatever you had, but now it's time where we reconnect with God, because the hell was not created for you, but the hell was created for the devil. Now, John chapter 8 verse 44 said, your father is the devil. You belong to him. You want to do what he wants. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was always against the truth. There is no truth in him. There is no truth in him. He is like the liar he tells. Yes, the devil is a liar. He is the father of liars. The devil is a liar. The devil is a loser. The time is exactly 8:32 CAT Central Time. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. If you want to interact with us, our number is +27832894658, +27832894658. Or 0027832894658. Or you can say 0328946 58. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org is our email address. Our website address is www.radio.bythegrace.org. Or you can go to Skype. We are BTGM Radio on Skype. On Facebook, we are By the Grace Radio. When you go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org, you just click on option where it's saying chat to us, then you can be able to chat to us. Now we are in what we call, and we have started with Easter, and we have started with Easter. Now let me continue. Now we go to Ephesians chapter 4 verse number 27. Don't give the devil a way to defeat you. Don't give the devil a way. You must not give a devil a chance. You must not give a devil a chance where he can defeat you. He is already defeated. Don't give him a chance. You know, you need to work on your weak point. The devil knows our weak point, but we must work on our weak point. We must not allow the devil to destroy us. We must not. Don't give him a chance where he will defeat you. You are a winner. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11. He said, wear the full armor of God. Wear God's armor so that you can fight against the devil. Clear tickers. So where so that you can be able to fight against all the ticks that the devil is bringing, you must wear the armor of God. You don't fight the devil like if you must make sure you are prepared, because otherwise he will kill you. Otherwise he will destroy you. Otherwise he will kill you and he will destroy you. That is the devil. That's what he does. What the devil does, he makes sure he destroys. Now, you must not allow him to destroy you. You must not allow, because the Bible says the devil is defeated and the devil is a loser, he's a liar. You know, when the devil comes, he comes to steal, to destroy, and to break. That's why he comes. He comes to break, to destroy. That he comes for three things. You must not allow. You know, as I speak now, their family, alluring, their family, they've been broken. The husband is no longer speaking to the wife. What they do is they use a pen to write each other, good morning. The devil has stolen the love. The devil has destroyed. You find that at work, you no longer speak to your boss. At church, you no longer speak to your pastor. At church, you no longer speak to anyone because the devil is destroyed. Now, that's why I'm saying we must resist. We must fight the devil because the devil is a loser. The devil is a liar. Those who have just joined us now, I welcome you to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is exactly 8:35 CAT, Central African Time. Joy comes in the morning. The devil has stolen many things. We must resist him because he's a liar. He's a liar. He's right under our feet. You know, the hell was not created for us. The hell was created for the devil and his angel. The hell was not created for us, but it was created for the devil and his angel. You don't deserve to go to hell. Now, you need to wear all the armor so that you can defeat the devil. Don't allow the devil to defeat you, because he's been defeated. Now, let's just continue with our scripture reading. Now, we go into James chapter 4, verse number 7. So, give yourself to God. Stand against the devil, and he will run away from you. So, when you give yourself to God, you stand against the devil, and he will run away from you. Now, you won't run from the devil, but the devil will run away from you when you give yourself to God. When you say, Lord, I give myself to you, Lord. The devil will run away from you. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls. As you are preparing yourself to go to church, I want to tell you, you must resist the devil.
By the Grace Radio, just for
Enda wo favor man nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry dog didn't I wanna gaina
oh my god by the grace radio number 3 sure I guess 3 rubber reach extension 2 la midre 1685
nara dwe yabo of the baby ministry of this ministry chavana
by the grace radio station it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people just for a soul
and go way paman zvino nditi kunyaga wa follow kana kuti chiresa radio yako ndinga ya gara
ya ukarikita mono muri ya 073 269 2731 ukarikita mu WhatsApp ya rina ya 083 289 4658 www.radio.bythegrace.org kuba wa radio at bythegrace.org
by the grace radio BCCSA Conscientious Complaint Commission of South Africa by the grace radio you decide mana na amabu uchimuchi amabu rata utona ni naneo na who need a doctor with Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo 12 to 3 p.m. time to mediate with your Mama Bolo 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kurofero Malachi 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani 3 to 6 p.m.
All right, yeah. So you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, and the name of the show is Weeping May Last for Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. I told you the devil has destroyed many families. The devil has destroyed many church. That's the devil. He have destroyed many. He have caused many damage. But it's very important that we must run away. We must resist the devil. Not running away, but we must resist the devil. Now, because the Bible says when we give ourselves to God and stand against the devil will run away from us. He will run away from you. The devil is a liar and the devil is a loser. The time is exactly 8:40. The time is exactly 8:40. Now, what is going to happen here? We're going to read verse number 1 John chapter 3 verse 8 to 10 said, the devil has been singing since the beginning. Anyone who continue to sin belongs to the devil. The Son of God came from this to destroy the devil's work. Those who are God's children do not continue to sin because the new life God gave them stays in them. They cannot keep singing because they have become children of God. So we can see who God's children are and who the devil's children are. These are the ones who are not God's children. Those who do not do what is right, those who do not love their brothers and sisters in God's family. That's why I'm saying the devil is being singing from the beginning. Now, those who continue singing, they belong to the devil. Now, those who continue singing, they will go to hell. But remember, hell was not created for you. It was created for the devil because the devil is being singing from, he's been doing sin from the beginning. That's why the hell was created. Now, you need to stand on your feet because the devil is roaring like a lion. He's not a lion, but he's roaring like a lion. Now, let's go to Revelation chapter 12, verse number 9. It was thrown down out of heaven. This giant dragon is that old snake, the one called the devil or Satan, who will lead the whole world into the wrong way. The dragon, his angel, were thrown to earth. Now, the devil was thrown to earth. You have thrown to earth to destroy many families. You see, that's why we have divorces. The pastors are divorcing. The pastors, that's the devil. The family are divorcing. That is the devil. We need to resist the devil. And we should be careful because he's not a lion, but he's roaring like a lion. If you want to interact with us, you can call us on the number 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. You can send or you can say +27832894658 or you can say 00278328945 8, or you can send that number. You can use it to SMS, to call us, even to send us WhatsApp. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. That is our email address. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you can say, let's chat. Then you can talk to us. You put your email address, you put your name, you continue chatting to us. So you go to Facebook, we are By the Grace Radio. Not one word, but By the Grace Radio. You like our page, you continue chatting to us. On Skype, we are BTGM Radio. Right now, we are reading Revelation chapter 20, verse number 2. The angel grabbed the dragon, that old snake, also known as the devil or Satan. The angel tied the dragon with the chain for 1,000 years. Now, the devil is a loser. He does not have power. Now, I'm going to play the song by the late Emporigado saying, I'm a winner. The song is just saying, I am a winner. I want you to enjoy the song. When we come back, we are going to continue and we'll wrap up. As you are preparing yourself to go, make sure you are not late to go to church. It's very important. We must meet at church and pray. You can't make it alone.
Yeah. Devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar.
Devil is a cheater.
He's a cheater. Devil is a cheater.
I am on top right now. I'm not beneath. I am the head. I am the head, but not the tail. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Somebody gonna proclaim this. I am a weak. I am a weak. I am a conqueror. I am more than the conqueror. The devil is a loser. Through the blood of the Lamb, I am a winner. Through Christ the Lord.
I am a winner. Through Christ the Lord. The devil is a liar. He knows. The devil is a liar. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and souls of the people. The time is exactly 8:47 CAT, Central African Time. What a beautiful Sunday. It's the first Sunday of the month of April. The first Sunday of the month of April. Okay. What I normally say to people, now, remember the calendar will change. So, but what we are not sure, we're not sure. What we know is it was on Good Friday. Now, sometimes Good Friday can be, it can be on March, April. But what we know is Jesus died, and he died on Good Friday, and Sunday he was risen. So now this is April. We are remembering the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, wherever you are, if there's a church, you know they are having Easter services, I urge you to go there. But make sure you don't sit at home. Because when you sit at home, you give the devil a chance to control you. You give a chance to, you give a devil a chance to, you know, to tell you a lot of things. Now, now, remember, we read in the book of First Peter. I want to do the summary. I want to summarize what I said to those who have joined now. We read in the book of First Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. And we read the book of First Peter chapter 1, verse 13. First Peter chapter 4, verse 7. And we read Matthew chapter 4, verse number 1. We read Matthew chapter 4, verse number 11. We read Matthew chapter 13, verse number 39. We read Matthew 25, verse number 41. We read John chapter 8, verse number 44. We read Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 27. We read Ephesians 6, verse number 11. We read James chapter 4, verse number 7. We read 1 John chapter 3, verse number 8 to 10. We read Revelation 12, verse number 9. We read Revelation 20, verse number 2. We read Revelation 20, verse number 10. As we're talking about, you need to resist the devil. Because the devil is our enemy. The devil is your enemy. Now, your enemy is not your brother. Your enemy is not your pastor. But the devil is your enemy. Your enemy is not your wife. But the devil is your enemy. You know, the devil comes to steal and to destroy. That's what he does. When the devil comes, he comes to steal and to destroy. He doesn't come to make things good. The enemy is not your brother. The enemy is not your father. Your enemy is not your mother. But the devil is your enemy. Now, the enemy is roaring like a lion. When you read the book of Job chapter, it will explain to you. The Bible says, when the devil was passing, and they've noticed the devil, they said, "Where are you going?" He said, "Kia zula zula. I'm just going around. I need somebody that I can devour." The devil is a liar, so don't be the target. Don't be the target. Don't be the target. So what you do is you must make sure you resist the devil. You know, the devil can bring a lot of things to you. The devil, if he knows you don't have money, he's going to bring you something. And you will end up being thinking it's better for you to go and rob the bank so you can have money. That's what the devil does. That's what the devil does. You must resist the devil. Now, Allow me to say God of wonders. He is indeed God of wonders. And then when we come back, I'll tell you what's happening. Yes, God of wonders. Indeed, he's a God of wonders. He is God of wonders indeed. He's God of wonders. He is God of wonders. He is God of wonders. Yes. Thank you, Elijah Oyelende, for the song that speaks with us. The song that reminding us he is God of wonders. He is God of wonders indeed. He is God of wonders. He is God of wonders. The time is exactly 8:57 CET, Central African Time. I'm gonna leave you. Give a chance for another show. God of wonders. Yes. God of wonders. What a song. Thank you. Thank you very much. Elijah Oyelende. Now, let me just do this last announcement, and let me just remind you with the announcement, so you must not forget. And from there, I will say bye-bye. I will say cheers, because I'm going to church now. I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to church. We started 10:30. Yeah. So, Christ Festival. There's a festival, Christ Festival, Easter Convention, date 14th to the 21st of April 2019. Their theme is Wellness with Christ. It's at a Christ World Ministries, 424 Albert Road, Salt River, Cape Town, 021-447-1799 is the number. You can contact them for more details, accommodation and so on, if you want to go to Cape Town. Yeah. And the Inobulobedu Hantata in Limpopo, AGF leadership, they have organized the Easter conference. It's going to be in a place called Hantata. It is finished. It's a title for it. It is finished. I mean, it's very important. Don't miss it. It is finished. So you can understand why they said it is finished. Now, Pastor R. Mohobi is one of the speakers there. And Pastor C. Rapetwa is one of the speakers there. So I'm asking you, don't miss it. It's gonna be lit, and it's gonna be lit indeed. And Pastress Majekani should be one of the speakers, and Pastress Maholo Bela as well should be one of the speakers, and Pastor John as well will be one of the speakers. So 19th to the 21st of April 2019, the Hantata. For more details, you can contact Apostle Mamich and the number 0721177051 or Bishop Seisa 0827204464. On Friday, there's three services. Sunday, Saturday, three services. Sunday, one service. Thank you very much. I'm signing out. It's been awesome. It's been good. Enjoy. May God bless you. Have a beautiful Sunday. In the evening, we are together. Yeah.
Spirit, hear the voice of my heart. Pray to the Father. Spirit, pray to the Father.